Welcome to the latest edition of the Friday feature here on WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. In recognition of Black History Month and a start to a number of events being held here at Isothermal Community College, Jeffrey Blunt spoke during a special program on campus on this very date. Jeffrey is a veteran director of NBC News, programs like the Today Show and Meet the Press. He's also an author and has received various awards, including an Emmy. We'll talk about that over the next few minutes. It's an honor to sit down today with you, Jeffrey. Welcome here to Isothermal Community College.
Thank you. I've enjoyed myself here today, and thank you for having me on for the interview.
Well, we thank you for the time. Before advancing to talking about the time at NBC, the directing career that was over 30 years, yes, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Let's go back and talk a little bit about how things fell into place from, say, the time you were getting ready to graduate high school, and I believe you were in Virginia. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. How things fell in place regard the book.
And what I should have said is fell in place for you to eventually end up with NBC.
Oh, well, that was just a very interesting chain of events. I had a great mentor in the managing editor of my hometown weekly newspaper who taught me a love of journalism, taught me how to write news stories, and taught me how to figure out what was news. And he took me to Virginia Commonwealth University on my tour and introduced me to people in the community there. So I went to college there, and I directed my first newscast when I was 19 at the CBS affiliate. While I was still a student. And I went into that studio as a journalism student and walked in and saw the control room, fell in love with the production and understanding how words and video came together to create this programming, and knew that that's where I wanted to be.
What would you say when you look back over a number of years there were some of the moments? It may not be easy to break that down, but what I'm saying is some of the moments that stand out of some of the accomplishments and things that were presented on television, for instance, on an edition of Meet the Press.
Well, there were many major events that I was lucky enough and blessed to be a part of at NBC. I like to speak of the Reagan-Gorbachev summit, because I was in the Oval Office pool for an entire week. So I spent a week in the Oval Office of the White House. And that was pretty cool. It really was my first time there. And I was there to witness history. I've been in moments in Meet the Press where we are in the process of beginning to decide who's going to be president. And we've taken the show on the air, and we have all these great senatorial debates that are happening on the show. We have all of the presidential candidates coming to the show because Tim Russert had created such an incredible program that we were all putting on together. We were number one, and everybody needed to come to that program. So we got all of the folks who were running for office who would come through there. We were at major political events throughout my time doing that show, and at some incredibly historic moments.
I wanted to ask you about the satisfaction in not only receiving a nomination, but winning Emmys doing these programs. And then I understand you also received an honor in Virginia at the Virginia Communications Hall of Fame as well.
Yes. The Emmy was actually for directing. We had a chain of directors in a big event like an election night. And this was Barack Obama's first election night. And I was part of the directing pool of folks who did that, and that was where I won the Emmy. And it was a very special night for me as an African-American, but also as a member of the broadcast team to be involved in that. I was also, a funny story about a night like that was sort of on my own the night Bill Clinton became president. And I don't know whether the network thought that he would lose, but we had this big sports truck, and that went to Houston where George Bush was, and they put me in a renovated bread truck with a little switcher that cameras were attached to on a box, and a guy who was to act as my technical director to handle that switcher, who'd never really done it before, and Bill Clinton wins. And so he comes out, and he's walking the stage, and we're taking the, I'm asking this guy to take cameras, and he's sweating bullets because he's nervous for the first time and he's doing this. And it was a switcher that could only do cuts, so there were no dissolves. And so I hear from a director in New York at NBC in New York saying, we need some dissolves. We need make it pretty. And I'm thinking, you didn't give me the equipment to make it pretty. So that was a night, and you know, that I think about and laugh about. And but it was also really cool to be there for a special event like that.
And I just want to make sure I heard that correctly. A renovated bread truck.
You renovated bread truck. Yes.
Okay. Let's move on to some of your work as an author, which you also picked up an award, two particular novels, I believe, so far, and a new one on the way.
Yes, the new one is out now, and I came here today to Isothermal to talk to students about the contents of that novel, to talk about the issue that I want to correct, which is that I want all kids to be able to dream. To not be affected by people who want to hold them back. They should be able to dream unencumbered, and that we all benefit when kids are allowed to dream and create things. And I gave them a couple examples of people who have, African-Americans who've done something positive, who've delivered us a gift to the world, and how Evan Walls talks about how children can have those gifts or the desire to create something that we can consider a gift squashed by bullying and by non-support. And so the idea was to come and talk about having kids and the people around them support them and keep them free to dream and become their very best selves, and then we all benefit from that.
I wasn't originally going to present this question until later in the interview, but coming off of what you just said, the book and some examples you gave our guests and students today during your presentation, because it's Black History Month, who for you would be someone in history, if there was just one or two names you could mention that would be kind of at the top of your list, or some that would immediately come to mind to share with others?
Well, I think it's an obvious and maybe easy one, but having been a part of that night and watched what happened, I would certainly say Barack Obama. Because, and while it didn't mean that we were in a post-racial world, it meant that we had taken a significant step. And that was a really big deal for me. I would think, if I'm thinking back, I'm looking for somebody who is not so obvious. So it would be easy for me to say Dr. King or Malcolm X or someone like that. But I think a lot about the many women who were the backbone of the civil rights movement, who we don't hear a lot about, who kept the trains running, kept the cars running, who were people who made the Montgomery boycott work because, they were helping people get to places that they couldn't ordinarily, that they ordinarily get to on the buses and things like that. They supported the men who were out in front. So as a group, I think about them. I think about Eric Holder, who became a black man who becomes the number one lawyer in the country. And that was a big deal for me, to see that, to be alive and to be a part of that. So not only is it African-American history, I was around to see it happen. And so that's a big deal.
You're listening to WNCW's Friday Feature. Our guest at this hour today is Jeffrey Blunt, formerly with NBC, a top director there for over 30 years, an author, and so much more as we continue our conversation. The list of your accomplishments and all that you've done over the years, share briefly about also becoming an award-winning documentary scriptwriter for some films and so on.
I have a really good friend. His name is Joe Cortina, who was also a director at NBC News, who directed Meet the Press before me. And he left NBC and created Cortina Productions, which and they do a lot of documentaries and a lot for the world of museums. And because he knows me, knows I love to write, knows subjects I'm interested in, whenever he got a particular film, he would say, for instance, the Muhammad Ali job, he called and said, I know how much you love Ali. We're going to be working on this project, and we have several films. And so they would support me with research, but then I would write scripts. And then they would produce the scripts, and those scripts would become the films that you see when you go to visit those museums. And so, and for San Francisco played in the Super Bowl last night. I wrote a script for their museum, the signature film for the 49ers. And then there were a couple of the Jimmy Carter Museum, the signature film for that. So we've worked on quite a few fun jobs and, in my mind, major jobs.
In this Black History Month, we gave you, of course, the opportunity to mention some, for the most part, familiar names a while ago about someone that stands out. But what would be the message if you just, you know, made it shortened to the point that you would say to someone of any race about what this month stands for in American history?
I think it's important. We had this conversation on the stage and when I met with the students earlier, and Black History Month is American History Month. Black history is American history. And when we start to think of it that way, we start to grow beyond the boundaries of who can participate in Black history. And a part of Black history is the fight for equality. And when we look back at the March on Washington, it was a multicultural crowd. So Black history was being made, but white Americans were there too. And what I was saying today is that we move forward in our fight against institutional and societal racism, that Black people and white people, Latino, Asian, whomever, can continue that battle together. And that focus on overcoming issues of differences and race that we focus on this month should be broader, and that everybody should want a part of understanding the history, the civil rights, and how it applies to the lives of all Americans. If we all are tired of having this race conversation, the way to get past it is for us to come together and recognize our common goals around it and getting past it. And that, to me, is what Black History Month should be about.
Thank you for that very good word, very well put, to say the least. When this interview is airing on our station, the Friday feature, of course, you will have already been and taken care of a couple of other dates, but maybe when some of our audience is hearing that, you will have by then also been from here in Rutherford County to Gastonia, North Carolina. Right. Then you're heading, I believe, to Tennessee.
Right.
How much longer are you going to be at it for the next little while?
Well, I'm going to be at it for the next 9 days, pretty hard, going from city to city, and which I enjoy talking about Evan Walls and bringing this story to people. I have a little break, and then I go back at it, and we go to Florida, and then I'll be in New York, and Kathy, our publicist, is still adding. So it's an important thing for me. It really is such an important story, and wherever I can go to have the conversation. You know, I'm retired from NBC now, so I'm ready to make that trip so I can pass on a little bit of knowledge and hopefully create some hope.
For those out there that are listening that would love to follow you, see where future dates are going to be, learn more about you when it comes to your longtime career with NBC, the books that are out there, the new book coming, how could they do so as far as social media and the internet?
Oh, they can find me at www.jeffreyblount, that's JeffreyBlount.com. And there I have an events tab, and you can find out where I am. You can follow me at J.E. Blunt on Twitter, and Jeffrey E. Blunt on Instagram.
Jeffrey Blunt has been our guest, longtime director, author. We could go on and on about the many positions and accomplishments, but it's been a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's the WNCW Friday Feature of the Week, available every Friday at this time, also as a podcast at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.